Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
But don't make the pod all about me. Because you're top 100,000, Canal, in FIFA. He just told us, didn't he?
Who are you?
I'm Al Pitcher.
Welcome back, Al Pitcher.
Thank you. Whoa!
World Tour ended. Kiwiland finished. Conquered.
And he's bringing lies with him, isn't he?
The king is back.
No, but they're lies. The animal lies.
Lice, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
100,000. Yeah, you said something there.
I also tried to speak Swedish before, and he thought I was speaking Latin.
Okay.
That's how bad everything
that's
is.
That's how bad Adil Swedish is.
No.
No, that's how racist he is.
No, that's how bad his Swedish is. He said Alman and Kamara, he's like, it will be a bit like Alman and Kamara. I thought it was like Alman and Turgito, something Latin. Yeah. I was like, what's that mean? He's like, no, you mean...
Can you understand Latin, can you?
Of course. Si.
your top 100,000 in Latin speakers. So you said to us before we pressed record that Kunal, you are top 100,000.
No, yeah. He started by saying he could go pro in FIFA. I don't want to admit this.
If I wanted to, but that, yeah. But
what's holding you back?
Life.
Yeah, bills, girlfriend.
But how could, would you train?
Basically, just playing online. There's leagues online, so I'm doing that already, but not enough, I think. So.
But is 100,000 good enough to go pro?
I'm saying that you need to look at the record, right? So if you play 600 games a month, and you like me play maybe 60 games a month,
okay. Yeah.
But of course your ranking would improve.
Yeah, okay, that's a ranking. So if you
maybe
if
I'm you, not
wait,
mate,
wait,
these
no,
sound
no.
like alternative facts.
Listen,
to me.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you've been watching too much Trump.
There was when he played the other day. There was 1.5 million people there.
Yeah, exactly. Watching your game.
Yeah, exactly.
And that was like 1.5 person. It was like. No, your girlfriend and some guy.
Well, we're going to set this up. We're going to play FIFA. Adil versus Kunal for 5,000 krona.
Yeah, I'm in.
Yeah,
I'm in.
Sure, right, okay. That's the most stupid bet ever. But then you should be able to beat me with any team if I'm like Barcelona.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, that we should do. I haven't played for a couple of years.
With India, I think I would beat you.
You were India.
Wow.
Yeah. And I was what?
Barcelona.
Or, bring it or Tottenham. That's bring on Tottenham
is too good. Let's just
no, the game is realistic.
So okay,
that,
just to finish this off, if you took
don't finish guys off.
If you took, well, they need to be happy as well. I always guarantee a happy ending. But the thing is that if everybody was playing FIFA, and they had a big tournament, no ranking system now, would you come in that tournament in the top 10,000?
Yeah, I think so.
In the world, all right. That's a
maybe
he's
I don't
never
know.
Lost anybody in Sweden.
Yeah,
never.
No.
What do you mean?
No.
Every time he's played someone in Sweden, he's never lost. He said that before.
Bring it on.
Is that true?
But I have. Yeah, it's true. But I haven't met like everyone, so I don't know.
So
I've just
for 6
met...
years. You haven't lost on FIFA.
No, not to like a friend.
But that's like top 200 in the world. Sounds like
no. But listen.
But do you
listen.
Play...
I haven't met like the best.
Have met the
three. No, but listen. Three of the best players in the world are from Sweden. I haven't met them, so I don't know. They would probably shit on me. They would probably shit on me.
I actually met those guys because they were all ESL guys. No, I don't remember the guy's name.
Oh yeah, so you have met them.
I was the host for ESL.
Okay,
and they were there as commentary speakers and showing off some game. You could play against him. He won World Cup or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Or whatever.
If he went, if they're professional.
Ivan Lappanje.
Exactly. Ivan. Yeah.
Ivan the Terrible.
Yeah.
What do you get if you turn pro though?
You
financially, you'd get.
Yeah, basically you need to participate in tournaments, but there's no real money in it, so that's.
Would you beat Ivan?
No, I don't. Maybe with like the amount of time. No, I wouldn't.
Whoa! Kunal Trump.
Oh, wow. You just a big phony, aren't you?
Don't put me in that spot. Come on. I just said I think I'm pretty good. That's what I'm saying.
No, you said you're good, Trump.
You said you're amazing.
You said
I'm amazing. You're saying that I'm amazing.
You never lost a Swede for years.
Yeah, that's true.
So when last time you lost a game?
I've lost like...
This year, how many have you lost? Last past year.
He's only talking about friends.
Okay, on FIFA 17, I haven't lost a game.
Online?
Online, I've lost games, of course.
Yeah, but he hasn't lost to his friend, old blind Jim.
Yeah.
Hasn't lost to him.
I might have a record like... let's say that I put in like...
How can you listen for
300 games or something like that, 400 games, I'm not sure. And I might have a record of like 350 to 50.
I would love
that. That would be...
What I want to do is I want to play you, and if I win, I'm you know, I don't know what I would do.
You would jerk off.
No,
you would.
You would. Yeah,
no,
you would.
But to jerk off, you need to have something there. It will be empty if I came. If I came, it would
you'd be delighted, though.
Yeah.
Be the greatest,
I think I'll never stop talking
the
about
the greatest thing you've ever done?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, but let's bring it on, then.
Yeah, it's fine. Okay. I have nothing to lose. It's all it's a win-win for me.
Yeah, it is.
And I
it really is.
And I said, I told him before, after the Bob and Eritrea episode, we were going to his place to play FIFA. And I was like, wow, I haven't played for years and I really wanted to. I only played when I did the hosting. I did like 4 or 5 games. It was really fun.
Yeah.
And I remember I was good at it when I was young, but that was, you know, FIFA 98.
Yeah, okay,
you know, and stuff like that. I was really good at those.
Two-dimensional.
Yeah. I played like, you know... Pro Evolution Soccer used to play quite a lot when that was new.
Yeah, exactly.
When that was better than FIFA.
Yeah, that was a couple of years.
Yeah, 10 years ago maybe.
It was a couple of years where they actually had a better game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then I used to
What number are you in Pro Evo? Top 100,000?
Do anybody play that game anymore?
No, I don't play it, so I don't know.
Does anyone play that anymore? Does that exist now?
Yeah, of course, but it's a lot smaller.
Yeah.
So that's basically it. FIFA did this marketing kind of stuff.
Long live FIFA, eh?
With FUT, right? With the, you know, Fantasy Ultimate Team, it's basically taking over the world. It's basically trading digital cards online and building your own teams. I don't do that, but it's a heck of a world. It's basically Pokemon Go, but it's working. And it's worked for like 4 years. People buying cards, you know?
Yeah.
Digital cards. And like, okay, you can use that player in your squad. And, you know, you need to build a team as good as possible with your cards and play with those players. But depending on, you know, the programming and stuff and, you know, okay, would Benteke and, like, Carroll build a good striking line? No, probably not. They would be too similar. So their individual stats would go down. So it's amazing.
You've lost your mind, mate.
But I'm not doing this. But I'm not doing
this. How long were you in Italy for? They got you, didn't they? They got you, man.
Did you speak to Berlusconi?
No, I didn't. I didn't even see that motherfucker, to be honest.
What did you see?
I saw...
A 2-1 loss.
Yeah.
As a Milano...
I was... To be honest, this was the first game ever that wasn't a Champions League game or a Derby or a Juventus game with Milan that was... It was a packed stadium. I was shocked. It was so amazing. And, you know, people coming to the games right now. Milan is the only team in Italy that actually increased their, you know, capacity. Basically,
attendance
this year.
Yeah.
So it was amazing. It was a great atmosphere. But, you know, unfortunately, the result didn't go
2-0 down after about 8 minutes.
9 minutes, yeah.
Yeah.
It was horrific. And I was like, okay... It surely can't get any worse right now. So it was I don't know. It was they should have been 3-0 down, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like
I thought, Milan had nothing in.
They had
in
nothing.
The first half,
nothing.
They
was
came
working.
Back in the second half.
Yeah, they did. And basically, you know, that gift of a 2-1 goal was, I think, you know, turned the game a little bit. And you know, the first 10 minutes of the second half, they surely had. Should have scored at least one, maybe twice.
It's a bit similar game to be honest, to the City Tottenham game, except for the Tottenham did equalize.
Yeah.
It was similar in the sense that City were all over Tottenham in the first half, but didn't really create that much. But Napoli got you know.
No, but they basically created three chances and scored twice.
I thought Napoli were really impressive.
Yeah, but they're basically, Napoli exploited that, like, okay, Milan is really fragile to injuries.
But Donnarumma should have done better.
So two ordinary players being away from Milan, you know, starting 11.
Oh, here we go.
No, but it's basically, it's essential. No. What they did is, okay, so if you see how the goals came, it was basically two passes and then they
amazing,
were open. Yeah, exactly.
Amazing
switch. And it was all about Mertens. Both goals were signed by Mertens as well. So, you know what? I kind of expected this, and it was a good game. It was entertaining. It was not the technical game or the tactical game, but it was really entertaining.
The tempo
was
pretty high.
It was a really high tempo, yeah. And that was not good for Milan, as you could see. You know, players like Pasalic, they don't manage that tempo that well.
You think it was a penalty in the first couple of minutes as well?
Might have been. Yeah. A hard save from where I sat. I've seen it on television afterwards, and I think maybe that might have been a penalty as well. Yeah. However, it was quite an experience. Of course, this makes Milan's life harder because every other team won their game.
Yeah.
Now they have a game strain still, you know, left to. So it's basically Bologna that they haven't met yet. So winning that game would surely.
Still a few games to go, mate.
Yeah, but still, you know.
I thought Napoli were really.
Napoli have a squad built for Champions League.
But they've been good for a couple of years now.
Basically. And they have.
Every forward.
Good
they
deal,
seem,
and they've been doing good deals for the past six. They're one of those clubs, so you know, they buy a player on the cheap, yeah. He gets better there. Either they sell him on or he's there.
Yeah.
And they've been doing that for years.
And they have people up front, hobbits,
yeah.
With goatee beards, with their socks halfway up.
Yeah, exactly.
All of them.
I don't know. Is that an Irish thing?
It's Irish.
Yeah.
That's a bit
hobbits, right. Kind of beardy.
New Zealand, mate.
New Zealand,
yeah. Hobbits
are from New Zealand.
Not hobbits, I meant, I don't want
leprechauns.
To say that. Yeah, I was going to say dwarves.
Why can't you say leprechauns?
Yeah. I was going to say dwarves, but I didn't say it.
You just said it.
You said dwarves.
I was going to say it.
You said dwarves, hobbits, but not leprechaun, because that was apparently offensive.
Yeah, leprechauns
really
are imagination.
Yeah.
Dwarves you can see. You can see dwarves.
You can see them. I mean, you have to look down, but you can see them.
Actually, so you guys have, like, dwarf spotting sessions, right? That's what you're saying. You can see dwarves.
Spotting.
Yeah, my mom is like a dwarf. She's really short.
And also,
she's really short. She's 154.
Yeah,
that's
but
almost
dwarf is not...
145, I think.
And big apologies to Little Jim in Gambia. He's our listener. He's he's a dwarf.
Okay.
Yeah. And to Big John, he's also a dwarf.
And to... Okay. Middle Roger.
Yeah. A massive...
He's dwarf. We don't know what he is, to be honest.
A massive Lisa, but she's just fat. All right, so
I love that. Really offensive in there.
Not offensive.
Okay, so...
Delafeu is coming to Milan. That's...
You still talked about... You love that guy. Why?
No, but he landed exactly
so
when I
why
left.
Why you love him so much?
Has he? Because Everton have said he isn't.
No, but tonight everything happened. Okay. So he's basically in Milan and he landed on
the
airport.
A really bad R&B song. Tonight it's all gonna happen.
No.
He landed
tonight
at the airport when you were there.
He's doing his
gonna
medical
happen,
right now.
Baby.
Yeah.
Okay. You know,
he's doing his medical right now, so let's hope. Yeah.
Okay.
Talk about medical. It was a really terrible accident yesterday with Mason.
Yeah.
It looked bad.
Fractured skull.
He seems to be all right. But
they basically what I saw from the BBC was he was struggling for his life. That was like before the operation.
They had emergency surgery and now he's in a stable.
Yeah. But I never read that they were struggling for his life.
Yeah, that was an official announcement from BBC.
Yeah, it was that bad.
It was a bit like the Huddersfield guy Tommy Smith when he headed the post.
Yeah.
And
how
had to
did
get
he
the helicopter.
Recover?
He's all right now, but at the time it was like, you know, wow,
he's back on the pitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think if it's nothing.
But this was an internal bleeding in the brain, so it could be that even though, and hopefully he'll recover, but
yeah,
I don't.
You can get.
It
can
could
get
be like, yeah, maybe he won't play football anymore. Yeah. It's probable, to be honest.
He's a very nice lad as well, to be honest. Roy Mason. He's one of those super professionals.
I saw the
super
Tottenham,
nice guy.
Chadley.
Yeah.
Yeah, came out and
said, "Oh, I'm going to miss you," and you know, I'll get back.
No, he was he's very popular figure, Mason. Very, very popular Spurs as well. He even was third vice captain for Spurs because he's so, and you know, quality wise, he was never as good as the other, but he's very popular person as well, very well liked. And you know, just started, he came back from injury. Now it feels like now he started. Now this is terrible injury for him.
Yeah.
So hopefully quick recovery for him. But it sounds good now at least.
And also the Brazilian side played their first game.
Yeah. Chapecoense and the Andrew. That's a nice little story. But otherwise, in the Premier League, it was kind of very strange weekend where Arsenal and.
Do you
Chelsea,
want to talk about Liverpool?
Of course, we can talk about Liverpool.
We've talked about Liverpool before in that they need a striker.
Yeah.
You said they don't.
Yeah.
No, but I think...
I think in games like that, they could have done with a striker.
I mean, listen, they need a lot, but the biggest problem, once again, they still scored the most in the league. I mean, if you watch the games, it's ridiculous. The defence is all over the place. That's the biggest problem. They're still scoring goals. I mean, they haven't scored for a couple
of games.
What was
the problem with the Martip?
The problem is that he said that African nations, that he'd retired from Cameroon. He got called up by Cameroon.
Yeah.
And by FIFA rules, if you get called up and not retired, you can't just say no. If you say no, you can't play for your club team either.
By the way, I have retired from New Zealand football team.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you'll you. Be called up anyway.
Yeah.
Then you have to leave Football Mafia.
And there'll be leprechauns. Oh, no, I mean hobbits.
Yeah. I mean dwarf pigeons. Yeah. So the thing is that's the reason that it wasn't clear. So officially he couldn't play for Liverpool, which is ridiculous from Liverpool's Matip's point of view. Matip could have maybe said earlier that he retired officially, but he said, "I'm retired at the moment, so it's fine."
Yeah.
So now they say it's fine to play. But for me, Klavan can't play. He's not. I mean, they spent money in that team, but they have not spent it where they should spend it.
Yeah.
I mean, the Klavan on a free transfer is an absolute ridiculous choice. He could have just kept Kolaturia then.
We talked about Pepe Reina at
Pepe
Napoli.
Reina was, so he the prop. If you see the Liverpool games, if they had a better defence, they would score more. They would definitely score more. They lose possession in stupid places because of that defence. They don't lose it anywhere else. And when Mane comes back, they're scoring most in the Premier League. I don't think that's the problem. The problem is the balance of that team. I mean, Chelsea doesn't score four goals a game. They keep tight. Costa scores, the big scorer, 1-2. It works perfect for them. They have goals in that team. I mean, Firmino scored a brace again.
Yeah, and I just think sometimes break down a team, you know.
I think Mane is the player for them. That's the only player they have for those kind of teams. That's the only player they have that can really do that. And if Sturridge was in top form, but he will never be again. Forget him. They need to sell him.
You're admitting this?
No,
right?
But no, I think they should have sold him. But he's too injury prone. You can't have a player.
You know, you can go back in time and.
No, but I think he's a good player if he's injured. But he's not. He's not going to play.
It's not only because of the injuries. You know,
under Klopp, it doesn't work. It doesn't work for Klopp. No. It's just obvious the way Klopp wants his strikers. It doesn't work. He has not added that to his game.
No.
If he would have added that to his game, the extra worker, which some strikers do, they come up and they just fucking go with the flow. Yeah. He hasn't. Like Victor Moses at Chelsea, he did.
Yeah.
He stepped it up and said, "Oh, I need work rate for this manager." And worked and he got his place. Sturridge has not showed that. He's been from day one a bit with Klopp. And you thought maybe it's media, but he can just show he doesn't want to play for him. He doesn't fancy him playing his style. It's like Aguero at Pep. You know, Aguero can go walk into any team, but just there's even a discussion of Pep not of Aguero not finding his form now. It's because he doesn't play the way Pep does. Yeah. And it's unbelievable. He's got one of the world's best strikers, but not for him.
Yeah, not using him right.
Yeah, he's not using him. He's not that player. I mean, it's obvious that Pep can't just sell Aguero because he knows that he's considered one of the best strikers in the world. But if he had a pick to switch him to a striker that he prefers on the same level, he would do it any day of the week.
Yeah, yeah.
Any day of the week.
Do you see
that.
Swans? A mate of mine's a big Swansea fan. He went and
they had a good game though.
Yeah, they played well.
Yeah,
good game he plan. Said in the Swansea end there was loads of Liverpool fans, Swansea Liverpool fans.
Okay,
you know. So when they scored, they didn't actually cheer or, you know.
Yeah.
So he said that's a real problem now with the Premier League is, you know, like. You see, like 3 or 4 years ago when Swansea went up, they were big Swansea fans.
Yeah.
But now you've got like other football fans. So you go and watch United and there's...
In the Liberty Stadium.
Yeah. No, but there's... No, it was at... You know,
okay,
like...
Yeah.
So the away end is full of people from Swansea, but they're Liverpool fans.
Okay.
And there's actually a photo when Lloriente goes up like that and there's a guy just with his arms folded at the front. Everyone else is going mental.
That's
it's a bizarre thing.
That's bizarre.
You know?
I mean, we don't have that problem in Huddersfield. We don't have enough fans, but...
No, you know. I understand.
Actually, just talking about that, I wasn't in the curva. I was sitting on basically, you know, the
halfway, like, weren't you?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, but listen.
I wasn't in the curva. Did you just say that? Yeah, okay, I wasn't in the curva.
Okay, but...
this is not our statement. I'm sorry. It's a lie. So, I wasn't in that curva. We just had a coffee.
So, you know, the ten people sitting, you know, to the left and to the right, nearest to me, yeah, basically, they didn't show their sympathy for any team. So yeah, you were just supposed to believe, okay,
company people.
These are, no, but maybe Milan fans or whatever. And when Napoli scored, they all fucking cheered, and I'm like, oh my god, okay, they
undercover.
Were so, yeah, they were undercover, and they were actually, there was a family of, you know, with two little children sitting in front of me, and they were going mental.
Yeah.
And I was like, I fucking hate this family. but as soon as Kučka scored, I went mental on them. I really was thinking of throwing one of the kids down.
That's nice.
No, that's
really nice.
And then they land in the curve.
Yeah.
But I watched Barcelona. I saw Arsenal play Barcelona.
Yeah.
New Camp. Actually, when Van Persie got sent off,
we talked about that. Funny.
And I remember we were in an end, and we scored. When I wasn't an Arsenal fan,
yes,
when
you were.
No, I wasn't. Yeah. When they scored, we kind of jumped up, and then there was these Barca, you know, these apparent really nice Barca fans who love football, assholes, you know.
No, but you got. You just spilled coffee. That's amazing.
Yeah, I know, but
just leave it
took
to me
for
me
age. No.
It's all night. That's perfect.
Things are going down in this recording
had
room.
Cafe on my penis.
What the hell is wrong
again? Hey, look, it's dripping, mate. You gotta hurry.
Nice solution.
I really apologize. Wow.
We're not adding this out, mate. This is not going out.
No. This is good podcast material.
The panic as well. And just the legs were all wide open. He's like, just move yourself, mate.
It's basically his favorite pants.
Why didn't you just lick it up? I mean, the coffee.
Lick it up.
There we go. Suck it up.
So we're back.
We've been back all the time, mate. You just had a seizure.
Wow. What happened was I hit a coffee on a glass table. I don't know why he's got a glass table. Apparently something about doing advice on top of it. And then...
There's always people underneath my table when I was a kid.
And then it started pouring, and it was like one of the... It was like, you know, Raiders of the Lost Ark when the ball starts chasing.
I don't know why you panic so much, though. It's
because,
like,
I'm stressed, mate. I'm stressed.
Why you been on vacation for 2 months?
So, Mr. Wayne Rooney, 250th goal.
Great goal, though.
Yep.
Great goal.
Great goal.
Came on a sub. Mata scored a beautiful own goal. but you've got to give credit where credit is. Rooney, he's such a weird player now, media-wise. He's just kind of laughed at. He's not respected at all.
No.
You know?
I mean, the thing is, it's sad in a way because...
It's a bit like Beckham in the sense that it took ages for people to like him, you know?
Mm, yeah, because of his post. But for Rooney, I think it's just... Everything is just mistimed and unfair with him, to be honest. Because the thing is, I just think that he's not as good as he was 10 years ago. Simple as that.
Yeah.
That's it.
But maybe he peaked. Maybe he peaked.
He peaked. Yeah,
He peaked maybe five years ago.
I think he peaked, to be honest, at like 2008, 2009 season.
Yeah.
He peaked there, and I think he was maybe the best when he came to United early. I mean, when he was 18, 19, when he was 21. I think that when he was the best, you know, you thought he could still turn out to be the best player in Europe or England history or whatever. He did break that best goal-scoring history. So I think he's become a great goal-scorer. I think Neva said it well on television, that he's been a great goal-scorer, but he never became the great player that you thought he'd be. So he's broken the record for Manchester United, England's goal scoring, and we forget that today.
Yeah.
Because the past four or five years, he hasn't been a great goal scorer. So we forget that 5, 6, 7, 8 years of his career, he was extremely prolific. He was extremely prolific.
Yeah, he was 20 goals.
A season, yeah. Every season. Yeah. No, yeah. So
it's basically when he got that hair transplant, everything changed.
Actually,
everything
yes.
changed.
Everything changed.
Have you got a hair transplant?
No, I don't need it. I have like wonderful Asian hair.
No, it looks like you need it, mate.
I promise you.
It's a curva. There's a curva right in there.
Yeah, what are you growing up
with? And curva no. I don't want it. I want to look like this.
How about that fucking idiot that plays at the back for Milan?
Paletta.
What's happening there? Has anyone had a word about his hair?
No, but...
No, like, honestly, I looked at it and I thought...
That's a medical condition, man. Come on.
Okay.
Let it be.
Not talking about it is a medical condition.
Yeah, that's true. No, but he's looked like that since 20...
Since he was born.
You know, he's 29. He looks like 46.
Oh yeah, yeah. I thought they were showing some old footage.
No. He's a good player though. So
good, but not good enough.
He's good enough.
Like Rooney.
He's good enough.
Yeah.
No, he's better than Rooney. For Milan, he's more worth. He's like the best.
Now maybe you mean not career wise.
Yeah, but no, not career wise. That would be
like so. You can say like Rooney's better than Zidane. Because Zidane is not playing right now.
No, come on, I'm not saying that. Come
okay,
on.
So he's not better than Rooney.
No. No, of course.
So Chelsea march on.
Yeah.
2-0.
I think that was comprehensive. Arsenal bought the ref, of course.
Unbelievable decision.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Second time against Burnley. They've gifted 4 points this season just for the Burnley games.
Yeah.
I shouldn't complain because we were lucky against City for the first time now for a while. But Arsenal, this is just ridiculous. It's second time.
You were lucky because you didn't...
The push was lucky.
The push was a penalty.
But the first goal was not a goal.
It was a handball.
It was a handball.
Yeah, so...
Unbelievable that so uncharacteristic. We were talking for...
What?
Uncharacteristic.
Easy for you to say. Uncharacteristic.
Uncharacteristic.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
aristocrat.
That sounded exactly the
aristocrat.
Same.
Aristocrat.
Yeah, exactly.
Aristocrat.
Are you all right, mate?
Aristocrat. Just said aristocrat.
Christic.
No, but I think it was very... out of character for 2 mistakes in 5 minutes. And the word point, we
always blame the keeper for the second.
No, but I'm just wondering.
Okay, shocker. The second, I couldn't believe it. I've never seen him do that for.
I know.
In his entire career, even I've never seen him make mistakes like that. His mistakes are usually, you know, he gets under pressure and clear the ball bad.
Yeah.
But as we said, it never led to goals. But this time, it led to 2 goals. But the first time, as we said, was handball. But still, wrong decision. He flapped that up completely. And we thought we were out of the game, and then the push on him, definite red card if he would have gone down.
Yeah.
So this is the problem. Here we get
that. I think the problem
everybody
is
would agree that he should have gone down to the floor, but that is ridiculous.
Very surprising he didn't.
He didn't. Yeah. Very nice play.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, from that angle, he didn't.
Couldn't though.
But you know when
he couldn't. He got pushed, and it kind of pushed him into the ball.
Yeah,
but
he took a shot that maybe he had to.
Yeah, yeah.
And then but the funny thing is, did you see afterwards? Straight after, he kind of looked back, saw Walker. It kind of felt like they're buddies from the national team. Mm-hmm. It was like nothing. Like, what the fuck are you doing? It was like he was like, oh, you got me there. And even Walker after, he's like, yeah, I had to do something. So I had a push. I gave him a push and got away with it. So I think it was nice. And Conte said as well, he's like, Conte. And Pep said as well, he's like, yeah, he heard the player himself. He knows that he pushed him.
Yeah.
Pep was really deflated after the game, though.
Very interesting how Man City didn't shut the game down. 2-0 up at home, you know.
Yeah. For
like,
me,
you know, 30 minutes.
I think they even panicked after 2-0. After 2-0, they're kind of like, oh, I can't believe
it. 2-0
like,
is always a tricky, you know,
but score. This has been the story for in every, like, big game at home for City. You know, United, we have... Okay, United, of course, they won in the end, but, you know, they had the Chelsea game where they could basically finish that off.
That was
and also
luck.
This game, it's something...
But I think
it's
this
something
game,
in the mentality,
honest,
it's something in the head as well.
But if you watch the game, the funny part with the game is so strange. The first half, we played the formation we played lately, the 3-4-3 or whatever you want to call it, and it didn't work against City. They pressed the shit out of us. We couldn't get out. We were sloppy in defense. The first thing he did at halftime was a switch back to the old formation, the 4-2-3-1, with Son coming instead of Wimmer. And straight away, actually looked way better. Straight away, like, we're in the game now. We're lucky to be 0-0 at halftime. Yeah. He just made the right changes. And then they concede that stupid goal. Long ball from the middle, handball goal, stupid. Second ball, big mistake again, second goal. So all of a sudden, we're 2-0 down after 9 minutes, but the game is way better for us than in the first half.
Yeah.
So I think City just felt like, oh, we've been outplaying them, we got 2 goals, it's settled. They didn't counter Tottenham's tactical decisions. So that game, first half started, Pep had a better tactical view than Poch had. But second half, he fucked him up tactically, completely. He had no answer to that. And they were all shell-shocked, City, because despite Sterling almost getting third, didn't create a shit. It looked almost like and Tottenham then chained Dembele in with Sissoko and tried to win the game off.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think tactically what he did second half, he has shown such... this year for me, he's improved so much in that department, Poch. It's not just man management. It's not just how you build the team physically. It's not that how they want to die for him. He's a astute manager when it comes to tactical changes. He did the 3-4-3 in the middle of the season. Now he switched back halftime and took control of the game.
It's a good story as well for Spurs after last year's that they have recovered so well and they're still up there.
And they're better. Wanyama is, you know, he's the buy of the season.
Yeah.
11 million is unbelievable buy. I can't believe that we got him for 11 million. He's the only player on our team that played all games. He's the first one on the sheet.
Yeah.
And even now we got injured, he went back to center half and did that well enough as well.
But you never know that transition, though. It's a kind of a risky buy, isn't it?
But the thing is, he was a Celtic. He was a Celtic.
Yeah.
He was bought from Celtic, like, you see, halfway into Premier League.
Yeah.
He's usually all right for playing Scottish League. Came to Southampton. Straight away he was good.
Yeah.
He was injured for a long while and then he came back. Straight away he was pivotal.
Yeah.
Got 3 red cards. Doesn't matter. Manager played him every game otherwise.
Yeah.
Poch had him before. I think that was a very low... The only risk for me with Wanyama was that he had one injury. Is the injury prone or not?
Yeah, but...
But apparently he's not, as it seems now. He's the only physical player.
No, he's been amazing.
He's been so... He's just one of those players that... He won every... He had 100% tackle one rate against City. I mean, that's unbelievable.
Yeah.
He didn't lose a tackle against City. He didn't lose a tackle against
City. Yeah, well, that's 100% means.
100%.
Really.
It's unbelievable. I think that he was so important for us.
You know, for me, seeing this weekend and the weekend before as well, you know, for me, Chelsea is not... Maybe this is where their form has dipped a little bit, to be honest.
They still win against the lower teams,
but,
it seems like.
But still, no one is catching up.
No.
They're just...
Yeah.
I think, but I think it's over.
The hallmark of great team is to just keep winning.
Yeah.
And they're not setting the world on fire.
No.
They're efficient at the moment. As we said, the only chance there was for them to lose this was if actually Costa would have left and Hazard got injured. I think they get a problem then. I mean, it's still... I think if nothing unexpected happens in the form of injuries, I don't see them losing it. But as we said, it's long... time left of the season. If like Hazard breaks his leg and Costa breaks, I mean, that could happen. Both could go missing and then they have a problem, I think.
Yeah, but that's,
but still the favorite will be saved, but then they have
a
problem.
Yeah,
then somebody can catch them. But at the
it
moment,
just always seems like you go into the games and if you win you're 5 points behind and that team doesn't win and then they go ahead.
Yeah.
You know, they just slowly
Are United in problems again?
No, I think
They're basically, I don't know.
But what is problem? I think the thing is now, I think we've developed the top six. I don't think Everton's going to catch any one of these teams because they're too up and down. So it's the top six now. So I think every other team, except for Chelsea, the main focus is just to be in the top four because they know it's two good teams that will miss out.
Yeah.
So now it's so tight and it's very difficult. But at the moment, the bad form team is Liverpool.
Yeah.
With Mane still gone as well, they're in patchy form in the league.
And City, I would say.
And City, of course. But City had the best game, the 51st minute against Spurs.
But they have had like good halves every now and then, but the result is never
I agree with you, but this is the first time in weeks that you could see the pressing they made, the running. They were up for this game at least. I still believe, as you said, that, you know, they have the most problems because the manager is new. He doesn't exactly know what's going on.
Yeah.
So, yeah, City in the problem. That's why I feel kind of comfortable with Spurs now because I just feel we're very settled.
Guardiola's saying a lot of strange things as well coming out. So he's not as good as...
He's not as good as manager. I think that's a way to take the focus off the players, though. But he seems a bit deflated. Like, and when he came out and said, how about referees? Like, you're BBC. Are you going to talk about the referee? He said, was that a penalty? He said, you're BBC. You should have integrity. Why are you talking about the penalty? He's like, yeah, because we just saw it. He's like, yeah, but you're talking about the football.
Isn't the British media just like everybody seems to crack here, you know, in the Premier League? Like, you know, Van Gaal kind of lost it, you know. Pep, you know, Klopp has been a bit, you know.
The pressure is just, they're not used to this.
Yeah.
Listen, all these managers that you talked about, Klopp, the Pep, they've been in leagues where it's two horse race at the most.
Yeah.
When Pep came, it was one horse race. When Klopp was there, it was two horse race. Mourinho has been in two horse race leagues. He's the only one who's been in England and knows this pressure. The other ones, I think they're shocked. I think Pep, you can talk as much as you want to, difficult league or not. They're shocked that the game can be tight for that reason. They can play Stoke. It's a fucking difficult game. Yeah. It's raining. Yeah. They know the league. They haven't played a team that plays that way, you know. £25 million player that is not a technical player. He's just a fucking big, strong, you know, he'll mash you up. Last season you played Leicester, they could kick you in the head. And obviously now Leicester is so bad at the moment. But a bit of that, you see Wes Morgan and Hoot now, this is the way I said this last season, they got away with everything. Everybody except for Spurs supporters could see it. Everybody was blind.
Yeah.
The whole world was blind.
But every Spurs supporter would see this. This is what you're saying. That's fucking ridiculous.
No, it's ridiculous.
Listen, it's ridiculous. I've seen every shitty Spurs fan.
No, listen, you idiot. You weren't even here. You don't even know what the fuck we're talking about, idiot. What we said last season was Hoot and Morgan.
Yeah. What a comeback.
Game after game.
You weren't even here, so you're a fucking idiot. Yeah. That's ridiculous.
That is a great
argument.
That's
Trump. Yeah. That's saying to Barack Obama, you know, are you...
He actually looks like Barack.
He does.
Yeah, but mine's the hair. The thing is that... But the thing is that they had so game after game.
Yeah,
they had so many chances, just ripped them down, and nobody gave shit. And that
are
was
you
so
saying? So you're saying
extremely
right now,
biased for Leicester.
You're
last
saying
year.
The only people were Spurs fans. So that was
shocking. Every time I said it, did you agree with me that Leicester got away with everything last season, except for now? Last season, did you? No, you didn't.
No, I thought the way they played. I thought they had a couple of decisions go against them. I don't think it was so. I mean, yeah, that's a classic.
Do you remember the Bournemouth game? The Vardy, the ridiculous. He gave a penalty for nothing. Yeah, he got sent off in that. He was supposed to get sent off, but they got a penalty. The 3-3 game when he didn't even touch him.
I've missed this.
He didn't even touch him. He went down.
Don't forget SVT play. Our pitcher. Yeah, gone.
Hoot and Morgan now are not getting any of those decisions, and they're getting fucking. They look like two donkeys. And this was last season. But last season they can just smash them on the floor. They'll get relegated. They'll get fucking relegated. And you know what? They fucking deserve
it.
This is embarrassing.
They won't get relegated.
I think they're in trouble, man.
They're in
but I don't
big
think
trouble.
They won't get. I don't think they will get relegated.
What's amazing is the top.
No, they shouldn't, but.
They
the
won't.
Top six, are, if you look at them, a really top side. And then you look at the bottom, the gap is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
You know, like, of quality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you look at Leicester. I think they're in the shit.
They're in trouble.
They're in the shit, but I don't think
they're in trouble because
no. I think the reason is, I think people have just worked out how they played.
But that's the problem now. He's overtinkered. He played a diamond. Did you see that game yesterday?
No, no, but I'm...
Absolutely ridiculous. He had drink water on the right on a diamond. And it was funny after the game...
That's crazy. That sounds like a night out for you, isn't it? Drinking water on the diamond.
Yeah, that was actually last weekend.
What? Do you think he's in trouble with his job?
Rumours, I think he can't. They can't sack
Champions
him.
League, he's still
no,
through.
They yeah, can't I sack
him. Even if they
so.
Get really, they can't no. sack him.
I think he would get this season out. And
Even if they lose.
Yeah, exactly.
Even if he gets his ding, 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 dong out.
9 games in a row, he loses, he'll lose his job. No, I think he might resign. He might resign.
No,
I think,
no, he won't.
If he loses 8 games in a row, you think he won't resign?
8? Well, he was 9 a minute ago.
Yeah, now it's 8.
How many are they up to now? How many games have they lost in a row? Are you
In a row?
Are they on
a
losing
streak? No, no, no.
Yeah, they haven't picked up many points at all.
No, no, but they're
no, but
their home record is appalling.
Yeah, but they're still
they have a
far
one
away
from
9.
Yeah.
They still have a one away.
Yeah.
From home. I mean, it's just it's not good. They're looking, and the worst part is that he's changed formation game after game. Why just don't you go back to a basic formation?
Yeah.
Why don't you play the same way you played last season? I know you don't have Kante. But are you fucking
but
kidding me?
It's clearly not working, so something must... You know, he needs to do something, right? And, you know, the players in form last year, they're not really there as well. So something needs to happen. And, you know, the buy of Musa and...
Do
you
think
Mahrez,
I mean,
people like Mahrez, Vardy are now regretting?
Might be.
Definitely.
Yeah. Mahrez for sure.
Definitely.
Mahrez for sure.
Both of them. I mean, listen, it was a really nice thing to stay on, but if this was their title defense... You know, in shambles, nobody fucking cares.
Yeah.
I mean, the game... I mean, you see the body language of the players last night.
I know, yeah.
They weren't in... And this is every game. It's not one game. Every game has been this way. They are in deep fucking trouble because the other teams, when they lose a game, Palace, or they know that they need to go out and fight next game. They are not... They live in La La Land. They think that still we're still safe. No, you're 5 points off. Swansea has a new manager, looking better. Crystal Palace, hopefully, will change for them.
Do you think Big Sam? I'm
doesn't
not
look
sure.
that, but,
I'm not sure.
But he's never been relegated.
I think Sunderland are in trouble.
Sunderland in trouble, but, you know, they're picking up... some weeks it looks like they might get the...
Yeah.
And you know in this league, it only takes you 5-6 games in a row, and you have that run, and you'll be safe. So,
yeah.
I'm just saying that both Palace, Sunderland, Swansea... These teams, not maybe
Borough would be there as well.
Yeah, but Borough still has had a very good defense through the season. We'll see.
Yeah.
I still think they can grind out wins. You know, that's the thing with them.
Yeah.
But the thing, those teams, all of them, you can feel that they can go on a run. You know, Palace, they can go on a run. I'm not saying Leicester can't, but if these teams get it, they'll be in the ship. If you look at the result, 3-0 loss to Southampton away, 3-0 loss to Chelsea home. They won at Everton. Drew at Borough, in the FA Cup. Drew at Borough, won West Ham, lost Everton, drew Stoke, lost Bournemouth. I mean, we're talking...
What if they go down...
We're talking one win in 7. I mean,
what if they go down, but he wins the Champions League? Does he keep his job? That would be incredible.
Yeah. That would be like, you know, an even more incredible last season, but that won't definitely not happen.
We should put money on that.
Yeah.
They'll be knocked out next round the way they play.
Because all the Tottenham fans didn't see it coming.
No,
yeah.
No, exactly.
They didn't see it. They saw it last season.
Yeah.
But I mean, you didn't see it coming
no,
out because you weren't fucking here.
Fucking
and I wasn't a fucking Tottenham fan as well.
No, I think
that's the crucial kind of thing to be.
I
right?
think definitely when you look at old clips from last season, you'll see that they got away with a lot. And we had that discussion was on every week. Are they getting too much decisions? Are they lucky?
It was from you.
Lucky. It's not lucky.
But you can't call a full season lucky. It's so unscientific of you.
I'm not saying... But
it's so fucking stupid.
No, but I'm definitely
it's ignorant. It's, you know, maybe 5 games at the top.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Listen, they had
maybe
so
not,
many decisions.
But what the
ridiculous.
Fuck are you saying?
And
it's
then
they 38 fucking games,
not over
man.
40. How many?
The last
38 games.
The last 20
it's
weeks.
Fucking amazing.
The last 20 out
oh,
of the city
you're just
the last 20
outrageous.
Mate, what's in that carrot cake?
20 weeks.
That's outrageous.
Half the season.
That's outrageous.
They have... You all gave him the league.
That's
you should be ashamed of yourself, all of you.
Actually, that's
all
why
of you gave
that's
him.
Why Sepp Blatter resigned.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Because he was like, look, I've
it's
paid,
too much.
I'm paying this.
This is too obvious. This is too obvious.
I tell you when the league changed and the tactics was when Harry Kane put up a thing going, the Lions are coming. That's when it all went fucking wrong because you guys believe that you're on the march to victory. And no, Spurs, you might have a new stadium, but you're not winning the league.
Not this year, though.
Never.
What about this stadium?
What do you mean?
The new one.
Yeah.
The new pitches that have come out.
It's more probable for Leicester to win the Champions League. And
I think that's stupid. Now you're making a big ass of yourself.
No, I'm not. I'm just.
Do you actually believe that the Leicester can win?
No, I just want to see your reaction.
Why not?
Have
you seen any game of Leicester this season? You can't have.
Why not?
Because they look worse than a fucking conference team.
Who's got more chance of winning the Champions League this year, Leicester or Tottenham?
Definitely Milan.
okay.
Good answer.
He's a Milanista. You fucking.
I'm not.
But I'm not
coming with ridiculous claims.
Yeah, but he's a Milanista. But he wasn't in the curve.
No, exactly.
No.
Huddersfield march on up to third. Amazing. Unbelievable. We've only spent 3.8 million this year.
Yeah.
Newcastle spent 55 million.
It's the Tottenham of Championship.
So. We just keep going on, and it doesn't matter what happens. If we miss out on the playoffs, No, it doesn't matter.
I mean, it doesn't matter. I know
it doesn't matter because it's like
you have to hope now.
Of course,
it's so close.
Yeah,
I mean, at least
it's still 23 games to go.
Yeah, but it's halfway, and you're up
there
still.
They play 6,000 games a season in the championship. Come on, there's a lot of games to go, so you shouldn't, you know.
No, but I'm just saying, it's good. It's the nice thing with Huddersfield is that you know you had that brilliant start, and then when you're starting to lose, Libby, you thought, okay, now the wheels are coming off. You'll probably end mid table. Yeah. But then you had another result, and that means that there is something there. It wasn't just 7-8, because you can go in the championship, especially, you know that a team can go 10 games winning. You're like, oh, they are going to get promoted, and then they don't win for 20 odd games. It's still weird, that league.
Yeah.
But apparently Huddersfield, that's the great part, that this will last the season out. At least it will be, even if you fall off the wagon again, you'll still be on the playoff. You know, you won't finish 14th. Yeah. I don't see that happening.
Ooh,
I don't see that.
But we'll see.
I don't see that.
I want to mention Alexander Isak. How about that decision?
Dortmund.
Yeah. I think it's, footballing-wise, is a great decision. Yeah. And very brave.
Yeah.
You see the lights of Madrid, but their system and the way that they've brought players through is amazing.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's a really...
I mean, he sent me an SMS. That was my advice. He went with it. Yeah. So, yeah.
That's perfect.
I said, go to Madrid via Dortmund. Flight wise, it's cheaper, and he signed for them.
No, I think Def, if you,
it was a 3-hour transfer, wasn't it?
If you're gonna sign for a big for a club in a big league, like German, Spanish, Italian, English, there are not many clubs you can go to. I mean, if you go to a Premier League, you should go to a club maybe like Southampton, maybe even Spurs, who have a lot of youngsters. But you can't go to this big Real Madrid. But we said it on the podcast. Yeah. I thought it was a ridiculous decision.
Yeah.
Dortmund is perfect. It's a big club in a big league.
A lot of talk.
They're used to handle youth talents.
The Dembele, the Pulisic. Yeah. They always have youngsters coming through. And they really... And Tuchel, I mean... Great place to go. Yeah. I think that's the best choice. Dortmund is the best place to go if you want to go to a big club but still see a chance to progress. Dortmund is the best club in Europe, I would say.
I agree.
And also, there's a lot of lazy kind of references to him being the new Zlatan when he plays a lot more like the one at Dortmund, Abe Mayang.
Oh, Mayang.
Yeah. The way that he's been brought through, say it's the same.
And you know where he's from, right? Milan! You didn't know that.
Yeah, but you sold him.
We sold him. It's fucking
How could you? That's the thing I would never. It's like, I don't say, like, you're a Reese Oxford. He used to be a Tottenham fan. I mean, that's ridiculous.
But that's what I have now. Come on, give me something, man.
I would never
Did
say
you see
that.
The game? Did you see the game? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. We needed him.
Yeah.
He's like, who's that star? I was like, that's Bakka, man.
We fucking needed Darmian at this level. He's at United. We would have done great with him. So
I think he's a very good defender in the Serie A, especially. Yeah.
I think he's been
pretty decent. He's decent, but I think United he's been a bit up and down in that league.
Yeah.
He was very good in the beginning, Darmian, and then he fell off.
Okay, so stopping at Germany, did any one of you catch Lewandowski's goal in the 94th minute?
No,
if you haven't, and if the listeners haven't, just check it out. It's, you know, we talked about what's your favorite kind of goals. That's just fucking incredible. That just shows me and I think rest of the world that he's probably the best striker. When it just comes to striking, he's probably the best in the world. He's so fucking complete. And to do that goal,
he's a great striker.
You need, okay, so what, we'll watch that goal shortly after this.
Yeah.
And guys at home, just check it out. It's amazing.
They might not be at home, but yeah,
check where, it. Wherever you are, just
wherever you are, yeah, around the world,
yeah, exactly. Because
you're listening to
top of your head. Say the three best strikers, and you say the top of your head.
Okay,
your
you
head.
Just want to hear Harry Kane.
No.
You know this is about Harry Kane. Yeah.
Why you're obsessed? I think you're obsessed with me being obsessed with Kane and Tottenham.
You're obsessed with
Kane. It's my favorite team, but I don't say that every time. Ibaka is the best. What's wrong with
no,
you?
No, Ibaka is shit, man.
Donnarumma is not the best keeper either. It's top of your head, forget.
He's the best 17-year-old.
Why are you obsessed
keeper?
With Harry?
Come on, man.
Forget Harry Kane. Top of your head.
Top of my head, Lewandowski, Higuain, striker, Aguero.
I would probably go the same.
You would left from... Higuain out, I guess.
But where do you put?
It's just striking.
Don't have to play together. Don't have to play together.
I put Suarez in there.
But he's more. Yeah, I would do that. But he's definitely. More of a complete football player. Yeah, Suarez.
It's like, but if you're talking goals,
no, Suarez. No,
Suarez.
I agree with you. You don't think Suarez in that way because they play so fluid. Yeah. But Suarez is the best.
I was
going to
go with a three, and then Suarez just appeared in front of me. I was like, yeah. I've got the winning card.
Yeah,
Suarez. I put him in.
I would change. Aguero against Suarez. Suarez is much better.
Naki Wells, maybe.
I'll probably go Suarez, Aguero, and Lewandowski. But Aguero is probably...
And La Padula.
But then, I have a personal favorite. And yeah. He's not the best now, but I think he can be the best. No, that's Dybala. I love him.
Yeah, but he's not a striker type, though.
Yeah, but he can... I love him.
Yeah, he might become...
No, he can play. I think he will be a striker if he played in another team than Juventus because they have so many options.
Yeah, but he's more of a... He gets the ball deep, right?
Yeah, but he likes to fall deep. I think still think he can play depending how which team he will play. Like, if he... For instance, if he would be bought to Barcelona, he would play at Suarez's role, not on Neymar's or Messi's role.
Yeah.
He will play at Suarez's
role. And I hate to want to admit this... To admitting this, but you know what? Icardi's up there as well.
He's
you know,
great he's, as well, he's, but I don't he's, think he's the best. He's,
no, but you know, he still has 15 goals.
He's great.
In the top of the
definitely.
Scoring league. And
but
for
I prefer
me,
Dybala.
You know, for me, it's a shame that Arsenal didn't pick him up. I'm happy
they didn't.
But I'm not happy because Inter has him and now Inter
is, of course, but for me, it would be the opposite.
Six straight games. Six straight wins for Inter.
No, but the thing is, he's so nice. It's fun to watch him play. I just love to watch him play. The way he gets on the ball is just great.
Dybala?
Yeah, I love it. He's got that Messi technique when he gets the ball. Yeah. It's glued on his feet.
Yeah.
When he really wants to play a game, when he's like on it, then he gets that feeling of, you know, Sanchez and...
Funny you say that because Sanchez is heavily linked to Juventus. So let's see what that might do to
but Arsenal will be fine. They got Giroud.
And Juventus won't sell Dybala. He's too young for them.
Yeah, but I don't know. Okay, they have. Okay, Mandzukic would surely go.
Higuain is getting old. Mandzukic
but
getting
Higuain
old.
Is still going to be there for
no,
a
I'm just saying,
years.
He's not,
came,
he's not
right?
an 8-year plan. You know, but Dybala, he could be there for 10 years.
But Sanchez is a couple of years plan as well.
Yeah, exactly. So Dybala needs to keep him.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
So we're going to be back on Thursday.
Yep.
We'll do another pod. Pleasure being back. Just seeing your faces.
Yeah.
We saw your face every day, but on the internet.
Yeah, it was Skype, but I was nude.
Yeah, you guys. I had my own videos as well.
absolute pleasure. So,
make sure to check Al Pitcher's special on SVT Play. Make sure
that's,
to check it out.
That's appreciation.
That's appreciation. That's nice. Do you have any gigs coming up or something?
I don't. I've just. You go to my website, alpitcher.com.
What date is it? I'm doing Nora Brown in 3 days. On Thursday, actually.
Okay.
The pod is out.
When's your birthday?
3rd of February.
Okay.
And I'm doing, like, Sada Selskov, but I'm, like, headlining there on Saturday, I think. So if somebody wants to come on those days, I think it was there. Yeah, I think it's Saturday on... there. But
if it's Saturday, we can talk about it on Thursday, can't we?
Yeah.
But if someone wants to come to Nora Brown, just tell us. And we'll sort it out. And when you're taking it easy now, you're just gonna watch yourself on SVT.
I'm doing Paradise Hotel.
That would be amazing. I mean, that would literally be the best thing that has ever happened. Ever happened. Yeah. Saturday is Saturday's House Cup. But that would be absolutely. I mean, if you did Paradise Hotel, I would just, you know, after that would be like, God, give me cancer. I'm done. I don't need this.
God.
Well,
that's what I would say him, tell him.
Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget, Leicester were lucky in every sense of the word last season.
No, at not least lucky. 20... Bought,
okay.
They didn't buy, they bought with sympathy. Didn't
it's
pay
League
money.
Cup as well this week, yeah. Isn't it? So
yeah,
that'll be quite interesting with Southampton going to Liverpool.
Yeah, they thumped Leicester now, and they've been bad in the league, but they were so good against them. They seem to get their mojo back after four straight losses.
Yeah.
Play Liverpool, who's in a very bad shape, and trailing 1-0. So.
And Juventus meet on Wednesday in the quarterfinals in the Cup.
That is our
and Juventus
actually a very
will
good
surely
game.
Win this time because Milan has met them twice this season and won both games, which is fucking incredible.
Yeah, but that's
did you win
stay
in
positive
Abu Dhabi or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, but that was a Super Cup final. Come on, don't fuck with this. Yeah. I don't want
not
to talk
really
about this anymore.
Really a cup, though, is it?
No, it's not. But they won in the league, though.
Yeah.
So that's fine.
No, but then you should have hope.
Yeah, I have hope for something. Maybe a Europa League. Place maybe.
What happened to this Chinese money and get it by
Kane and
buying Kane?
Do I need to explain Silvio Berlusconi?
Do I need
to
explain that you had a bet? You shook a hand and said
Dellofeo for free. That's what
we're
doing.
The Harry Kane is coming January. Did you say that or not?
We'll be back on Thursday with news about Harry Kane joining Milan.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And me eating up a hat.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.